When you choose to see yourself as incompetent, you create experiences of incompetence. When you do this consistently, these experiences seem normal to you, and you do not expect to have other experiences. This process is self-reinforcing because after a while, you become convinced that you are incompetent, but that perception results from creating these experiences. Your aptitudes and capabilities are unique. For example, you cannot will yourself to sing with perfect pitch, play professional tennis, or create a business if you were not born with appropriate interests and aptitudes. But thinking of yourself as incompetent because you do not have particular abilities and aptitudes ignores your strengths. You may be able to do other things well, such as sculpt, teach, create mathematics, or garden. Focusing on what you cannot do instead of what you can do creates a picture of yourself that is narrow and incomplete. In that picture, you disregard your abilities, and you see yourself as incompetent because you choose to focus on some of your abilities, those you consider inadequate, instead of those that express your strengths. When you focus on your strengths, you see yourself as a competent person because your desires and strengths are aligned. You are at ease. So if you try to develop a skill that you recognize is beyond your ability, such as perfect pitch, and do not succeed, you will not suddenly see yourself as an incompetent person. You will understand that the lack of a particular skill does not negate your many strengths. You will simply recognize your limitations and appreciate your strengths. That is why it is important to note the difference between recognizing your limitations and seeing yourself as essentially incompetent, and understand that this, too, is a choice.